You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
September the 23rd of 2024. A beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin at our 98.9 WXCO studios. The temperature stands at 46 degrees under plenty of sunshine. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on the program, we will be talking to some special guests, talking about an event that's going on at the Grand Theater coming up a little bit later on this week. Also, we'll talk about what's been going on during the course of the weekend. I want to talk a little bit about some of these commercials I'm seeing, and I'm talking about commercials that we are seeing specifically in our media market, because I recall last month sometime, we had Yi Leng Zhong on. He, of course, is running for the State Assembly. And during the course of our discussion, we got a call in asking whether or not Yi would say that this commercial that a third-party group was putting out, I think accurately stating that Pat Snyder and the Republican Party in Madison are pushing forward an abortion ban, that they do not want to allow women in the congressional district, the 85th congressional district, to make their own health care choices. And somehow the caller wanted to have Yi Leng Zhong say that this was wrong, that this third party commercial should not be making it sound like Pat Snyder's that mean. Well, I saw that spot, and I thought it was an accurate spot, that yes, Pat Snyder and the Republicans in Madison are trying to make sure that one way or another that the abortion issue stays where the government is making those decisions, where they are, that in their world they would have preferred to have had the 1849 abortion ban stay. But now, and I'm sure you see it, whether it's on social media, whether it's on television, wherever it is, I mean, even again, I talk about the fact that I watch Pluto TV. It's one of those specialized channels. It's not even a television. It's on my smart TV, and it shows basically a bunch of old television programs. And basically during every commercial break, the only thing that we see are these commercials for politicians, whether they're for the presidency, whether it's for the United States Senate, and it goes all the way to state legislature. And we are seeing this, frankly, in my mind, racist ad up against Yi Leng Zhong. And we're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later on. Also, in recent weeks, I've been starting to see a spot basically on television a lot, not from a third-party operator. This one comes from Congressman Derek Van Orden. And it is a spot that basically says that Rebecca Cook is this far out of the mainstream liberal who works for all these other main liberal bad people. And again, prominent in this commercial are some very dark faces, including Mandela Barnes again. And we recall a couple of years ago during the United States Senate race involving Ron Johnson and Mandela Barnes, the controversy of this group that would be putting the commercials out that darken the face of Mandela Barnes. This is a ad that comes directly from Derek Van Orden. This ad, at the very end, Derek Van Orden says, "I am Derek Van Orden, and I approve this message." I'm going to talk about that one as well, because right now, as we get to about 6 weeks to go until Election Day, it's starting to get tougher and tougher and darker, no pun intended, in terms of these campaign spots. And I want to kind of discuss this and point it out, and hopefully that you'll be able to see through what they're trying to accomplish here in the final 43 days before Election Day. Yes, we are down to 43 days before Election Day, and it's counting down rather quickly. And I think for many of us, not quickly enough. So again, we will talk about that. We'll talk about a whole bunch more as we continue here on the program here on this Monday. Again, the first official day of autumn when you're looking at the calendar. And we'll talk about the weather with Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes at 8:20 as well here on the program. But before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I know we're going to be talking about something you're involved with coming up here in just a few minutes. It's a busy week for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The Center Stage Abandoned Show Choir had our first rehearsal at the Grand last night after load-in, and it actually went pretty well. I mean, we were able to, you know, get everything set up, and we were able to go through all the big group numbers in just a couple of hours, and we were really...
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to our Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com, click on the 98.9 WXCO page, and then be able to see a video stream. And you can also join us by giving us a call or a text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Let your thoughts be heard here on the program. And also, you can call or text us as well by using the Civic Media app. And we'll have more on the app because we're in the midst of another text-to-win contest here on Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO as well. So we'll give you more on that in just a few moments. But we need to turn over to our meteorologist. Every day at this time, we are joined by Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Happy fall, y'all. How you doing, Chad?
Hey, we, again, in our little group here, between you, me, and Ian, we've been already in fall for, what, 3 weeks now, right?
We sure have. We changed that on September 1st when the meteorological fall flipped over. But now the rest of the world has joined us. Happy autumn.
Happy autumn.
We are the cool kids, though. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, they all jump on now, but we were there for the last 3 weeks. But I tell you, last week, of course, for those folks who were still saying it was summer, they had some evidence because the right? temperatures were so very warm. And we've cooled down just a little bit, but still, I mean, we're going to be normal and probably above normal again as we get into this work week. We are really in a long stretch of above normal temperatures, just not quite as warm or just as quite as much above normal as we were last week, right?
Right, which is a good thing. If you like the fall foliage, if you want some vibrant colors to pop across the state, these are more like the temperatures that we want. Last week was kind of hurting them, so I'm happy to say goodbye to the 80s for now. Temperatures today, I mean, some people had a hard time switching over the weekend, going from Saturday to Sunday. Even myself, I forgot the gym shoes or the actual toed shoes. I was wearing flip-flops yesterday. A little out of place. But it's okay. It's okay. This morning, though, those temperatures hit freezing in Tomahawk. They were at 32 degrees. Here for us at about 40. Enough for me to turn my space heater on. How about you? You're in short sleeves.
I went outside wearing my short sleeves, but then I say, holy cow, it's a little nippy. But I remembered it must have been about 2 weeks ago. There was a day that was cool enough where I had a light jacket, but I had left it in the car because basically after the morning, I didn't need it anymore. I still got it in the car, so I put that on and I walked here to work. But I'm thinking by the time we get to lunchtime or maybe into the afternoon, I won't need that jacket, will I?
No, the sunshine will be bright. It'll still be a warm sun feel. Highs today into those upper 60s, so still crisp. But I don't think you need a jacket for that. We'll be just fine. The winds all week, though, stay out of the north. So we are going to stay in a crisp, comfortable air mass, no humidity filtering in. And that's going to allow for the perfect, like I said, four fall colors. The crisp overnights, not hitting freezing, but cold enough. And then the sunny, warmer days. Highs by tomorrow will be at about below 70s. And then as we hit midweek, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be in the mid to upper 70s. Not nearing 80, more like the mid-70s, so just that perfect prime temperature. And we even pull that into the weekend as well. And for rain, we don't really have any in the forecast for us. Further south in the state does, maybe later tonight and then over the weekend. But we're far enough north that all of that's going to stay away. We have a dominating high-pressure system that's actually keeping all of the systems into Illinois and southern Wisconsin. So we're in the fall feel, for sure.
We did get some good rain over the weekend, though. Especially on Saturday.
Yeah, that like I said, that system is trying to push north into Wisconsin, but it's going to hit more of the southern areas. We've got a high pressure right over in Minnesota that's really trying to keep it away from us. So yeah, I think as of right now, we're staying dry.
And do we need rain? I mean, we did get a little bit of rain, Thursday last week, Thursday night, and then Saturday as well. But I imagine we still need a little bit of rain. As you said, I don't see any drops of rain, even a chance of rain here in our area for the rest of this week. Are we in a position of, are we going to start talking about drought again pretty soon?
We're right in the middle. I don't know exactly how central Wisconsin is going to go because we are not in any abnormal drought just yet. A lot of the north and a lot of the south is, even some moderate drought conditions. Here for us, we've been hanging on. And to be honest, over the weekend, I did a lot of traveling across the state. Our cornfields still look good. Like, they're not that yellowy drought color. We look in a decent position, but by the end of the week, we're going to need some rain. So come next week, that's when we're going to be talking, okay, central Wisconsin, where's our rain? But for right now, we're hanging in there.
I'm guessing, though, that here, as we do get into the real autumn, we always get rain. It's going to come eventually, yeah. Right?
Yes, it will. You know, those foggy, dreary, rainy October days where the winds start to whip and then the rain takes the leaves off. I hate that, but it's around the corner.
I know it is. All right. Well, what are the details here for the early part of the new work week?
Absolutely. So bright, beautiful, sunny today. Nothing to worry about. Winds out of the north. High temperatures hitting the upper 60s. Tomorrow we'll stay clear. Abundant sunshine. Highs hitting 70 degrees. And then we'll climb to the mid-70s on Wednesday. Still sunny. Still clear. And I should say overnight lows falling into those low to mid-40s. That's kind of where we're hitting overnight. So it's the perfect weather, honestly, all week long to have that window open. No more AC. Just enjoy it.
Very good. So we're going to enjoy the first full day of the fall season. A lot of sunshine, nice little coolness on the skin, and really soak it in. But thanks again for all the information. Have yourself a wonderful Monday, Brittany. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Thanks. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
That is our Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday at 8:20 here on the program. Fair skies in downtown Wausau here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature 46 degrees. Winds out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 44, relative humidity of 93%. The barometer at 30.09 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the big show with the Center Stage Band and Show Choir coming to the Grand Theater coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's right after an information update. We got news, weather, and sports straight ahead. We do it at the top and bottom of every hour. The time is 8:29. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to our Facebook page, go to the 98.9 WXCO page and be able to see a video stream as well. Plus, if you want to join us, you can always send us a text or give us a call at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And coming up, as we have been talking about for the last couple of weeks, because our guy across the way, behind the glass, our in-studio engineer Ian Welsh, is getting ready to be back on stage yet again this coming weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Historic Grand Theater here in downtown Wausau, the Center Stage Band and Show Choir production. And we're very happy to welcome a couple of the members of the crew and the cast, and Robin Tanger, along with William Hermoa. And Robin and William, thank you both for coming on in.
Yes, thank you for having us.
We'll start with you, Robin. What's your role within this production?
Well, I am one of the performing members. I joined the choir in 2018, so this makes it my sixth performance. We had an off year in 2020.
I wonder why, right?
I know. It was hard for us not to do anything that year. But yes, so I'm one of the singers, dancers. Mm-hmm. We have various roles. In addition to being on stage, we mm-hmm. have help backstage. Mm-hmm. We have a band, crew. So yes, I get to experience the audience reactions, and it's wonderful.
And William, what part of the production are you?
Same, actually. Oh. We actually joined the same year. So it was very, very fun and exciting to be on this journey together. And I think 1 year I was also doing backstage. So not only I was a performing member, but I was also helping members changing and costume changing at one point too. So I was able to do a little bit more than Robin. but we've kind of been doing the same thing so far, yeah.
The title Center Stage Band and Show Choir just indicates very musical. Is everything basically some sort of musical production for this show this coming weekend? Could you explain what Center Stage is, I guess, maybe to begin with, because it's one of the local groups that we get a chance to enjoy here in the Wausau area. What is Center Stage Band and Show Choir?
Yeah, so Center Stage actually started as an offshoot of what used to be the Wausau Insurance Music Society, or WIMS. It was a musical group sponsored by Wausau Insurance, and when that stopped, The performing members that were still there decided in 2006 that they wanted to continue the group, and they formed the nonprofit Center Stage Band and Show Choir. They held their first official show in 2007, and as far as I know, it has always been free. That is one of the things that we want to continue, so that everyone in the Central Wisconsin community, even we have family and friends that come from other states, can experience that beautiful theater we have downtown without an admission fee. So that is how Center Stage started. And as it says, it's two components. So we have the show choir, which means we have performers on stage who are singing and dancing at the same time. So a lot of times people will say, oh, wait, you're doing both? Yes.
It is not pre-recorded.
And it's different than a musical in that there is a theme that ties everything together, and we have actors that have a script that unite everything, but it's not like a storyline like your typical musical.
Could I ask both of you, I mean, just again, I'm not as familiar with Center Stage as Ian is. I've heard a lot from him. But when I've heard what I've heard about it, it kind of, again, maybe I'm wrong, but is there sort of a vaudeville aspect to it? You know, back in the day where you'd have these productions, you know, where a lot of musical acts would be performing. Are these separate acts that are put together under an umbrella? Would that be fair to say?
I would say so. I think in there you'll find that we have, you know, main big numbers. But then aside from that, we also have small numbers that kind of tie in the whole storyline, right? So I think that's why you will see in like a lot of these shows where it's like you have the main songs that everybody's going to remember. And then because it's bringing the community together, you'll have small groups that kind of bring back the elders and even the youngsters together, right? So it's kind of like a storyline that you'll see.
Rabin, anything to add about that?
Yeah, so like William was saying, all of the performing members are in what we would call the ensemble numbers. So this year we have six of those, three medleys and then three like standalone songs. And those are choreographed by Jeff and Missy Kolbeck. So we start rehearsals for vocals in January. They start teaching us the choreography in April or May, and everyone learns that. And then, as William was saying also, we have separate auditions for solos and small groups. So anyone that has a song that fits within the theme, they can try out, and then they do their own choreography. They figure out who they want to be in their little act. So it's like the main numbers sprinkled with, you know, some extra little
spice.
Excitement.
What is the overarching theme of this production? Would you be able to share that with us?
Yes. So the show is called Stage, Screen, and In Between. And what we wanted to capture with that is that we're doing things from the stage, which could be Broadway or just other stage productions. The screen, when you think of the screen, you're probably thinking the big movie screen. So numbers for movies. And then the in-between is more like the television, because that's a screen too. So we have a really fun TV theme song medley, which will definitely get people smiling. So yeah, that's what we're focused on this year.
Again, we're talking to Robin Tanger and William Hermoa. Is it close?
You got it.
Okay. All right. I tell you, it's like, yeah, tell me beforehand. We get into the middle of it. All of a sudden, oh, what did he say again? But Robin and William from Center Stage Band and Show Choir, again, their production coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Grand Theater in Wausau, 7 o'clock free. I got to bring in Ian here for a moment. Ian, I know that you're part of this production as well. I'm going to ask you, what attracted you to this group? Because I know you're involved with other groups here in Central Wisconsin. What's special about Center Stage for you?
Well, I've only been involved with Center Stage for about 4 years now, so I'm pretty recent. But I wanted to, you know, kind of step out of my comfort zone and do something a little different. And my mom actually found out about this group through a Facebook. Like she found out about Center Stage Band and Show Choir, and she found out that they were looking for more guys. So I mean, honestly, what theater isn't looking for more guys, honestly? But I thought I would give it a try, and once I did, I just like you know, everybody is so welcoming and so friendly. The music is just, it really makes you feel good. And the dance numbers I've done over the years are just so much fun. And it's nice to kind of break away from a traditional theater aspect and be a part of a show choir, because it's definitely, you know, it's a lot of songs and dances that a lot of people know, and even some that they don't know. So it's nice to get a little bit of everything.
And Robin and William, along that line, getting people involved. I think sometimes there's a fear. It's something I would like to be involved with. But boy, to take that step and to be involved with it, what maybe a piece of wisdom would you give to anybody who's thinking about this that maybe would want to be involved? Do folks have to have experience? Are they, are people that are new to maybe, you know, musical theater or just the musical genre, do they have to have experience? Do you welcome newcomers? What's the baseline here for your organization?
I think it depends on everybody's experience on this. I got inspired because one of the members that time approached me at a karaoke night. Mm. So it was just out of the blue, right? Mm-hmm. She didn't know who I was. I didn't know who she was. And she was like, hey, you should just join us. Come to our practice rehearsal one night and see if you'd like to join. And so I remember as if it was a day and night. I went in there. Everybody was just so welcoming. They're like, oh my gosh, a new guy. We need a lot of men. There's just not enough men. And so a new guy joining us, we gotta show him, you know, what we're all about and our focus for the community. And that night I was like, yes, I want to do it, right? They didn't know I could dance or sing, and I didn't know what this group was all about. So I think it was very different from me. Mm-hmm. As far as being inspired, I think Robin's gonna be different as well.
Yeah, what about you? What's your story, Robin, in terms of getting involved, and maybe advice for those who maybe tune in would want to get involved as well?
So I always dreamt of being on stage. I took dance lessons when I was younger. I sang with high school, college choir. But I really didn't have like the confidence to even audition for something.
Right.
And I went and saw the Center Stage show for the first time in 2016, had seen it advertised. My parents went with me, and we were just blown away at this local talent. Like, I had never heard of the group. It was free, but it was amazing. And I went the next year, and my dad said, hey, do you think that's something you'd want to try? And I was not sure, but I gave it a shot. And I think that's my biggest piece of advice, is just go for it. Because if you don't make it into a certain production, it's not the end. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, your first audition, you may be very nervous, but each time, it's just like an interview. Each time you try, it gets easier. You learn something from the experience. And we actually interviewed members this year, and that was the biggest piece of advice. Like, just try it. Like, The performing arts community here is so supportive, and William was saying the same thing. Like, for my very first night with the group, I felt welcome, I felt accepted. They didn't know me from anywhere, but you just come together as this community, and all you want to do is put on a great production and be the best that you all can be. So I think whatever your experience in the arts is, if you have an interest, find something, try it. If that one doesn't work, try something else. If you want to start backstage, that's a great way to begin also, because you get a feel for what all goes into it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find that community, and they'll help you, you know, take the next steps to where you want to get to be.
I think bottom line is, I think folks, and at least in my experience, is it's the things you don't do that you regret, as opposed to the things that you do. Mm-hmm. Because if you think, well, I would like to do it, then you don't do it, then you regret it. I should have done that. And I can't imagine that anybody would feel, boy, I wish I didn't try out. I wish I didn't get involved. No, I think I agree with that 110% in terms of the opportunities. And again, your group and other groups, there's so many opportunities here in Central Wisconsin that we're very fortunate to have, and especially again as well to have this beautiful house to perform in. And I guess here in our final minute or so, again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Grand Theater, all the shows are at 7 o'clock, is that correct?
Yes.
And also, again, you got to underline the fact that if you're somebody who hasn't been to the Grand Theater yet, this is a wonderful opportunity to go and, you know, not have to worry about, you know, taking a dent in your pocketbook, the free aspect of it. I think that's vitally important to underline, and again, for folks, right?
Yes, that is. That's really what, that's part of our mission. We want to keep this free for the community. We do a lot of fundraising, you know, grant writing, so that we can, you know, rent out the Grand Theater, purchase our costume, purchase our music, but keep this open to everyone that wants to experience a quality show at that beautiful theater.
Fantastic. Well, Robin Tander, William Hermua, break a leg this week.
Thank you.
Ian, do it as well.
Great to have you guys on the show.
But thank you both for coming in.
Thank you very much.
We're going to come back here in just a moment. More to come. The time is 8:48. Again, a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature 46 degrees. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Robin Tander and William Hermua for joining us to talk about a wonderful show coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Center Stage Band and Show Choir at the Grand Theater, 7 p.m. And I see on our Facebook stream, we got Paul Mathis.
A good friend.
Of course, he's been on the show a couple of times here talking about your shows with the WCT.
He has.
And obviously, and just two wonderful folks. Glad to have them on board. Glad you were able to speak about your experiences as well. And and again, I think something that I said, you know, it's the things that you don't do that you regret. It's not the things that you try. I mean, sometimes you may try something and it may not work out. It may work out spectacularly. But I mean, and I think the performing arts are something that anybody that has, even in the back of their mind, that want to do it. And again, I've told people, I've been very lucky to be in a business that I wanted to be in from when I was very, very young. I wanted to be a sports announcer on the radio when I was very young. I always was a big sports fan. I wanted to be a sports announcer. And I've been lucky enough to be able to do that. And to, I think, multiple thousands of sporting events over the long career I've been able to have in the last 25 years or so. But my greatest thrill still was when I was going to UW Marathon County to be the lead in a production.
Oh, it's so exciting when you're the lead.
Yes, and it was, and the funny thing is when William was talking about the idea that you always need men, and you were saying it as well, that you need men in these groups. That's the only reason it was, because it was an independent group that was involved some of my friends.
It's hard to get guys involved in the theater, because sometimes you have to recruit from the football.
Well, that's what they did. They recruited me, and they recruited me from outside the theater group, and I was like, the first production I did were a couple of one acts, and I said, okay, I'll do it, but only if you put me in one of them. And then they put me in two of them, and what I still remember to this day, one of my friends saying, oh, are you happy, Chad? I said, no, I'm not happy. I only wanted to be in one show. I don't know if I can remember lines. But we did it. I loved it. And then the following summer, we did a full-length show, Play It Again, Sam. And again, we had basically three guys who went out. They you know, none of us were theater people per se. I had done now a little bit at least, and was able to get the lead, and it's still the greatest thrill of my life to be able to go out there, do it, perform it well, get great response. Again, I the response from the crowd, and like your group coming up this week, our group, it was free, and that's a wonderful thing, because then people get people come in. You get all, you know, we were able to pack the theater at UW Marathon County, have a comedy where people laughed, and you feel the energy of the building. And again, I know you're going to enjoy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Grand Theater, and you've done it so many wonderful productions as well. But again, beyond going to see the show, and again, if you have not been to the Grand, this is a wonderful opportunity with the free shows to experience the Grand Theater in all its splendor and all its beauty.
Take advantage of
Exactly. But again, if you're somebody that does have that gnaw at the back of your mind that says, you know, and no matter how old you are, you could be, you know, older or younger, take that chance. Go and talk to folks involved in these local groups. And as I said, and I've said this to you so many times, that we're so very fortunate here in central Wisconsin to have so many groups that do put on productions and give people opportunities that may not have had the chances previously. Take advantage of our area. And that's what you've done. I mean, what are you up to now? You're in the low 70s?
Once the Center Stage is over, that'll be my 71st.
There you go.
Show. I've been doing theater since 2004. I've been doing this for 20 years.
That's still a lot. I mean, that's more than three productions a year, three and a half productions a year, to be exact.
I'm building my resume, so hopefully when I get to Broadway someday, I can have this on my resume.
And I would encourage anybody that is a fan of theater to go to Broadway, too. I did one long weekend back in 2006. I was talking to Robin, and we were talking about you, and I said, yeah, I saw you in The Drowsy Chaperone, and she said, oh, I was in that. I said, well, I really enjoyed it, and I saw it during its original Broadway run back in 2006, and I saw like three other shows as well that long weekend in October of 2006. And anybody that loves the theater should take that opportunity. Take a weekend, take a long weekend, go over there, see some shows, and because there's so many different varieties of shows as well that you can see when you go to
plan a trip,
Broadway.
Save some money and go to Broadway.
And there's always Off-Broadway and everything else as well. So I mean,
make sure you buy your tickets and. Just make sure you buy your tickets in advance, though, because they sell out pretty quick in New York City.
Yeah, some of them. I had a story.
Not all of them, but
I had
some of them.
I had a story where I ordered tickets for the shows, went out there, and one of the shows I ordered the wrong day. And I had a ticket. I'm going in. Oh, it's the wrong. But they were very nice. They did have tickets still available, so they were able to switch them over. So make sure you pick the right day and you go at the right time. Unlike me back. 18 years ago. Hard to believe. Time flies when you get really old. So, hey, again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Grand Theater, Center Stage Band and Show Choir. Again, what's the title of the production?
It's A Stage, Screen, and In Between.
There you go. Well, we are halfway through our Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. We're going to have an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then come back with hour number two. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.